All right, Tim, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So I want to share with you a very beautiful idea that's brought down over here. Take a look at paragraph. The sheets are right in the back. Sorry, I didn't have this as a PDF. I guess I could take a picture of it and post it. I'll do that afterwards. So a beautiful insight brought down in the Sefer Be'er HaChaim. See, he says, he quotes a beautiful story. So the Rebbe says as follows. In order to go ahead and really explain this ma'amar, this statement of the Beis Aharon, so the statement of the Beis Aharon, we're going to leave on the side for just a moment. Near the Hasmich Maise Shahaya Itzel Harava Kadosh of Yeshomi Bells. He tells a beautiful story here from the Velzer Rebbe. And the Rebbe says as follows. Shepam Diktek Balashon HaMishnah B'Psachim Or La Arbasar Botkin Esa Chomitz La Or Haner. So we'll say, this is why I wanted to do this piece, very matin, very apropos, for the day in which we find ourselves. That on the night of the 14th, which is tonight, Botkin Esa Chomitz La Or Haner. We search for the chametz by candlelight. By candlelight. So this is now the Belz Rebbe, the Beis Aharon, Rabbi Yeshua of Belz, asked the following question. L'chora ino muvan ma'i dekamra boltkin es ha-chametz, v'halo boltkin es ha-bayis min ha-chametz shebo. So what is this? The Rebbe asked, this is such a good question. So what does it mean, boltkin es ha-chametz? We check the chametz. We don't check the chametz, we check the home. Right, it should be botkin es habayis. We go ahead and we check the home for the chametz that's inside of it. V'tafe havilei l'meimar, botkin es habayis, v'nishar b'kusha. So ultimately, this was the question that the Rebbe raised. Right, this was the question. Why does it say orla arbasar botkin es chametz, when in fact it should say orla arbasar botkin es habayis? Says there was something amazing. V'nishar b'kusha v'shvar, ben hashomim. So this was Rabbi Yeshua of Belz. Ben hashomim. So, amongst the people who were listening was the Rebbe's son, Rabbi Sachar Dov of Belz. So one time, the son of Yeshua of Belz, Rabbi Sachar Dov of Belz, was sitting with his father's chassidim, and he brought up this question of his father. Why does it say Orla Arbaasar Boltkin Asa Chametz on the night of the 14th? We check Chametz. Should be Orla Arbaasar Boltkin Asa Bayis. We check the home. Upasach Liyashiv Esa Kushya B'Mashal. And the son, Rabbi Yisachar Dov, decided to answer the question with a mashal. Lema Adavar Doma. To what can this be compared? It's actually interesting. Lishnei Sochrim Shenasu Liyurid, paragraph Beis, Limkar Schorasam. Two merchants. The sheets are right in the back. Two merchants who went to the fair. You read this like the fair to go ahead and sell their merchandise. V'hitzliach Hashem darkam shebizman katzar machro es hakol ubesimcha hechinu es tzadeim lachzor lebeisam muktam yoser masha chashu tchila. So what happened? So Baruch Hashem, they were very successful, and as a result, they were able to sell off all of their wares, and therefore went ahead and decided to go home early. They finished. Really decided to go home. Kevan shekein hichlitu lachzor ragli kidei lachzoch es demei schiras hagala. So what happened? So they wanted to save a bit of money. The goal was to come with as much money as possible. So therefore, they decided not to hire a wagon, but instead decided to make the journey home on foot. Umina machshav lemaisa yatzu lederech b'simcha lachar kamashal sisyafu mirof halicha. So what happens, we're a little bit into the journey, and very quickly they realize that they're kind of exhausted. So they decide to take a rest. Okay. So therefore the marshal says that what happens, so they figure out we have to go ahead and rest a little bit. So they decided to put their cloaks together with their money bags on their cloaks right now on one of the trees. Paragraph Gimel. So they decided to put their cloaks as well as in the cloaks the money that they had made on one of the trees. They figured, okay, there's no one around, so therefore they decided to go ahead and, I skipped a line. Miyad nisora etzlam ha-shei leheichan lahach bi-estrar kasbam. Ve-bitu kol v'kol, v'istaklu ana v'ana v'yiru ki-ein ish, kim eider shal paros ro'os be'efer, v'leiv batuach nishkevu ala deshev es tamilam talu ala achareitzen. So they looked around, and they saw that no one was around. All they saw were cows grazing here and there. So they decided, you know what, this is a safe place to be able to place our stuff. Safe place to be able to place our stuff. So ultimately, again, they hung everything on the tree and they went to sleep. Paragraph Gimel. Ach zochrim elu lo yadu v'lo avinu, sheparos enon roos levadon b'stei mir'eh. This is Rabbi Sacher Dov of Dolls. The son said, but what they forgot is that cows don't usually wander on their own. And where there are cows, there's always what? There's always a shepherd. Ubevada yeshu roa hamanig es edro v'ura eichan talu es tarmilon. So there was a shepherd. And of course the shepherd saw where these two unsuspecting merchants had hung their cloaks together with their money bags. V'achin kashera halosh nafalim tardema nigash el hatarmil upishpesh imish sham kasef. So sure enough, as soon as the merchants fell asleep, so what happens? The shepherd makes his way over to the tree, checks the pockets in the tree. Uma rabba haisa simchasal kasher matza shakalakis mali maus. Paragraph Dalit. And how happy was the shepherd? Payday. Right? How happy was the shepherd when he puts his hands inside the pockets of the cloaks? And what does he find? He finds bags filled with money. Paragraph Dalit. Miyat pachas alav yitzro, v'natal es kol hakesef liatzmo. So he took all the money for himself. V'tachas hakesef. Now here's the problem. The problem is he needs to make sure that the shepherds don't suspect anything. So what does he do? V'tachas hakesef mili es hatarmil bigilolim shel paros. What does he do? He fills the pockets with manure. With manure, it's heavy, it'll take up space, right? And therefore, again, they won't realize what has occurred. Kadesh lo yargishu b'kach ha-sochem. In order that ultimately, again, the merchants will not go ahead and realize what has occurred. V'lo yichashdu shemishu shalach yado b'kaspam. And they will not suspect that someone has gone ahead and taken their money. V'achid. Tachbaluso hitzlicha. So the plan works. V'kasher hisoru hasochrim mishnasam. Samchu biraosam es tamilam taloi alaitz. V'emshichu b'darkam b'simcha. And again, now the two merchants are so happy, a bit refreshed from a little rest. Baruch Hashem, the cloaks are still hanging on the tree. And shalom ha'Yisrael. Ulam, kasher pascho es atarmil. But here's the problem. They then decided, okay, you know what, they're not totally foolish. They wanted to check the money before they went ahead and they went on their way. And therefore what? And therefore opened up, and what did they see? That instead of money, they found manure. And listen to this, they turned to each other with wondrous puzzlement and said, Eich yitachin shaparos higiu l'rosh ha'ilan v'natlu es tzrar ha'kesef umilu osam gilalim. These are some smart cows, right? How did the cows climb into the tree, take the money, right, and deposit manure inside of our pockets? How could this be such incredible cows? Ubisichlusam, and in their foolishness, Heftiru Mashain Malas al Shari Esaparos Yashalitva Bidin Dora. And Nebuch, they resigned themselves, Nebuch to the loss, because what am I going to do? I can't go ahead and bring the cows to a Din Torah, right? They can't summon the cows to Beis Din. Ubekach Siem Maharit Estivara. So I'll say this was the end of the mashal that Rabbi Sacher Dov of Bells said over to the Hasidim. Kasher Ka'al Me'aznav Poritz Bitschok. So of course, after hearing this story, everybody started laughing. They started laughing. Why? About the foolishness of the merchants. The cows, that's what you're focused on. You think the cows climbed up into the tree, stole your money, and replaced the money with manure. They began to go ahead and laugh. And they did not understand, they did not appreciate the incredible wisdom that was embodied in this mashal. So we'll say, you know what we'll have to do? We'll stop here. I know I'm leaving you right on the cliffhanger. We'll stop here. And Mirza, I'm going to record the second part of this mashal. And Mirza, I have to share this morning, and we'll post it. Shkoyach. We'll say we continue in the incredible maisa that we were learning this morning with the question of the Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshua of Belz, who asked, why is it that the Mishnah says, Arla arba'asar bold kines ha-chomets? On the night of the 14th, we check chomets. Should it not say, Arla arba'asar bold kines ha-bayis? On the night of the 14th, we check the home. What do you mean that we're checking the chomets? So remember, again, we saw that the son of Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Sarcha Dov of Belz, gave the incredible mashal. The mashal we went through, we don't have to go through again this morning. So after the Rabbi Sarcha Dov of Belz gave the mashal, so the Chasidim started to laugh. We're in paragraph Hey on the sheet. Bechol osas man amad Rab Aaron Mibelz minatzad vehekshiv bekovid rosh ledivrei aviv. So Rab Aaron of Belz listened very intently to that which his father Rabbi Sacher Dov of Belz. So remember again, it's beautiful over here, you have three generations. He had Rabbi Yeshua of Belz, who was the one who asked the question, why does it say Orla Arba'asar Boltkin Es HaChametz? Should be Orla Arba'asar Boltkin Es HaMatzah. The son, Rabbi Sacher Dov of Belz, who went ahead and gave the mashal, and now Rav Aaron of Belz, the grandson, who goes ahead and explains his father's mashal, which was there to answer the grandfather's kasha. And he says as follows, Shedvarim amukim utimurim ganas aviv b'hovdo. He said, my father embedded a very profound message in this mashal. Dine asochim nisharo b'kushya machmas tipshusam. You see, the merchants in the mashal were foolish. And had they only stopped asking questions, had they had a little bit of knowledge in their head, they could have, instead of asking questions, they would have found answers. They would have realized, had they had a little bit of common sense, they would have realized the cows can't climb on the trees to steal the bags of money from the pockets. But rather, again, it must have been that there was a shepherd there. There was someone else there who stole the money. And what's the nimshal? What's the message? It says the Rebbe so beautifully. A person comes down into this world, and he too has a money. He too has a pouch, and inside that pouch is his heart, and he's supposed to fill that pouch with beautiful stones through Torah and mitzvos. He's supposed to fill that pouch with the most beautiful stones of spiritual accomplishment. Ulam lepamim nirdam ha'adam al mishmarto. But what happens? Sometimes we fall asleep at the wheel of life. Sometimes, just like the merchants in the story, we fall asleep. We hang the heart, we hang the pouch on a tree. And what happens when we fall asleep in life? So the Satan, the Yitzhahara, empties out all of the precious jewels from the pouch and fills it instead with manure, fills it instead with nothingness, fills it with taivas, with desires, with illicit wants. Amnam ba'agia zmanin tovim, mis'ora ha'adam mishnaso, ubo dekes libo, v'unitam limso sham galalam, and Nebuch, a person wakes up, and I find that the pouch of my heart has been emptied out from its precious contents, and instead been filled with these galalim, the manure.
Umashlim
Ula, so instead the Rebbe says, and what happens when a person wakes up and I realize that my heart has been emptied out from the positivity that what used to once fill my heart, the tarmel that once used to be filled with so many beautiful, precious jewels of magnificent spiritual accomplishment is now empty. And not only is it empty, but it's been filled with all kinds of stuff that is not so great. And what happens? Sometimes I go ahead, amnam ba'giyaz manim tovim, umachnis tachtam galalam elu chalos avonos betavos ra'os rachmona litzlan. And says the Rebbe something absolutely amazing, that sometimes, instead of trying to figure out where all of the negative things that fill my pouch came from, instead, what happens? Harehu misya'ish umashlem imatzavo ashafel. I just resign myself to the unfortunately compromised state of my present circumstances. Ulam hamaskil mevin, shakushios hin atzmam hatirutzim. V'yasik shayitza haruhu hamaskil asa adam be'ez tardimuso. Kima amarachachem b'chavos halavavos ata yashan v'hu ar. V'hu asher gazol mimenu as kolot rosav. V'yimar lirdov achara v'yitba mimenu as rechusha v'yamod ala mishmar mikanu la'aba. Shelo yiradim shenis. Says the Rebbe so beautifully. The mashal of the merchants is a mashal for life. You see, we also have a pouch. That pouch is our heart. And my goal is to fill up the pouch with all the most beautiful, precious stones of spiritual accomplishment. But sometimes, unfortunately, I fall asleep. And I leave the pouch exposed. And I leave the pouch unguarded. And in those moments when I fall asleep and light the Yitzhara, all the negative forces in the world come to try to divest me of all of my holiness, of all of my Kiddusha. And when I wake up and I realize what has happened, I have a choice. I could say, no, what am I going to do? The cows must have stolen the precious jewels. The cows stole the money. There's no recourse. There's nothing to do. We'll just try better next time. A person resigns himself to the fact that his pouch has been divested of its holiness. Or a person could say, I know exactly what happened over here. I fell asleep. I allowed myself to fall asleep. And as a result, the pouch was emptied. As a result, the Kiddusha was removed from me. I know how it happened, and now I have to figure out how to rectify it. He goes on. V'yemar lirdov acharov. I go ahead and I run after that Yitzhara, and I try to reclaim that which I lost, and I pledge to myself not to fall asleep again. He goes on. Lachin. Bizmanim tovim shal or la'arba'asar botkin asachomitz. V'lo rakes habayis. Says Rebbe, this is the meaning. Orla Arba'asar, tonight on Erev Pesach, Botkin es ha-chametz. It's not just that we check the home. We check the chametz. You see, my friends, each of us has that beautiful tarmil, that beautiful pouch, that heart, a lave, that is filled with so much kiddusha. But inevitably, over the course of the year, we fall asleep. The pouch is emptied out of the beautiful spiritual treasure and is replaced instead with chametz. Our job tonight, as we begin to check our homes for chametz, is to not only go ahead and simply clean the physical home, but it's to clean the spiritual home also. But it's not enough just to acknowledge that there's chametz there. I have to ask myself a simple fundamental question. How did the chametz get there? How did the chametz arrive there? How did this happen? Chametz doesn't just appear by itself. Chametz doesn't just appear out of thin air. The pouch doesn't just one day, poof, get divested of its holiness and ultimately again replaced with the galalim, with the manure of life. Stuff happens. And at the end of the day, I fall asleep at the wheel. But how did I fall asleep? Why did I fall asleep? Why did I not take care of the pouch? Why did I not take care of the heart? Why was I not more attentive in the way that I lived? This, says the Rebbe, is the deeper message. Orla Arba'asar, tonight, we don't just check the bias, but Bokin as a chametz. I look at the chametz that has accumulated in my heart, and I ask myself one simple question. How did it get there? Because if I identify how it got there, then I'll find the courage to clean it out, and Emir Tzashem prevent it from settling there again. This was the mashal of the Belzer Rebbe. Too often in life, we are like the merchants who have a bundle of treasure in the pouch of life. But when you fall asleep and you don't take the necessary measures to guard the pouch, it's not the cows who steal things. It's life that steals things. Tonight, this Yom Tov is the Yom Tov we wake up. Is the Yom Tov we dust ourselves off. We wake up from our life slumber. And for many of us, when we wake up, we find that a pouch, a heart that was once filled with so much Kedusha, is unfortunately now filled with all kinds of other things. But let us find the courage not to resign ourselves to that new reality. Instead, to find the courage to figure out how the chametz got there. To find the courage to empty out the chametz from the pouch. And to find the courage to live a life of vigilance. So that ultimately, again, if and when we do fall asleep, we're able to safeguard the contents of the pouch. Or perhaps better stated, maybe the goal is not to fall asleep. Maybe the goal is to figure out how to live a life with vigilance. A life so that the beautiful stones of spiritual accomplishment that fill my heart, fill my pouch, will never be purged, will never be removed, will never be stolen. This is our avoda tonight. May we be zochem Yeretz Hashem to find the chametz of our homes. May we be zochem Yeretz Hashem to find the chametz of our hearts. May we be zochem Yeretz Hashem to acknowledge that the chametz exists. And may we find the courage in Yeretz Hashem to see where it came from and ultimately clean it out. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Nerev Yom Tov.